everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lit Radio Podcast. Today we're talking to Marco Bushman about how to connect with your teams. Marco Bushman is a leading expert, inspirational speaker, and master certified coach. He specializes in facilitating and supporting organizations in creating high performing cultures where results and productivity are combined with an atmosphere of trust, respect, and an appreciation of differences. He's also author of The Connection Quotient. So now over to Marco.
Dear listener of this podcast, I have a simple yet powerful question for you. What is the best team you were ever a member of? And what are the attributes that made that team the best? I've asked countless people around the world this best team question. Listening to the answers, a clear pattern emerges. A third of the specified attributes are related to the intellect. Among other things, the best teams, they have an end goal in mind that has been commonly agreed on. They are aware of the strategy needed to achieve it. They have defined their priorities. They have made clear agreements regarding tasks and roles, consist of team members with the relevant expertise. They have a clear and effective decision-making procedure in place, and so on and so on. These rational attributes are the firm conditions required for implementing the fundamental starting point of teams exist to achieve results. Yet, by fulfilling only the rational attributes, a team will never be able to become the best team. Other qualities are required for this, and these are concerned with the emotion. This is only logical because teams and organizations consist of people, and putting people together creates an emotional dynamic by definition, which contributes to creating a powerful connection and collaboration. Or not, of course. The emotional attributes form 2/3 of the answer to the question regarding the attributes of the best teams. For example, answers to be given were: they give and receive trust to articulate different thoughts. They collectively share and celebrate successes of both the group and individuals. But they also specify and articulate conflicts, because these are regarded as opportunities for new discoveries, for growth and creativity. They also value with an open mind each other's differences in ideas, in background, in standpoint and personality types. They give and receive feedback on a daily basis, and so on and so on. This consistent ratio of 1/3 of the answers to the best teams attributes are rational attributes, and 2/3 are emotional attributes, becomes even more skewed if I ask people about the attributes of powerful leaders. Then only 10% are about rational attributes, and as many as 90% of the answers concern emotional attributes. Some of the attributes I constantly hear about leaders who are considered to be powerful are: they radiate pleasure, enthusiasm and passion. They show respect and trust. They treat me as an equal. But they also believe in me and they challenge me. They create a psychological safe environment in which I feel supported. And they take the time to really listen to me and my viewpoints. Now, the impact on the other person of these attributes of those powerful leaders is that he or she feels heard and seen, is stimulated to put in maximum effort, and willingly follows the leader in achieving his or her vision and goals. The consistency in the answers to the two questions leads me to observe that within the best teams and regarding powerful leaders, conscious or unconscious, attention is paid to the emotional side of engaging in connections and collaborations. Now, does this mean that in day-to-day situations, more attention must be paid to the emotional aspects of collaborating instead of the rational aspects? In my viewpoint, we have a paradox here. In a sense, they are equal, and yet at the same time, they are not. When creating the best teams, the rational and emotional attributes are equal. Why? Because paying less or no attention at all to one of the two elements will immediately create problems within the team or the organization. If, for example, you don't create enough clarity about rational attributes such as goals, tasks and procedures. Questions about the direction and the functional side of the collaboration will arise. This has an impact on the effectiveness of the team. On the other hand, if insufficient attention is paid to emotional attributes, such as trust, respect and transparency, the collaboration will immediately become less sincere. This also has an impact on the collaboration and effectiveness of the team. So in this context, both attributes are of equal value when creating best teams. So my starting point is that emotion and rationality are fundamentally of equal value in order for a team to be effective. Yet, unfortunately, in my work as an executive, team and leadership coach, I observe that intellect still dominates, at least in the case of many leaders. For instance, more attention is paid to optimally structuring the team and focusing on productivity and business results. I observe more focus is set to the functional attributes over the emotional attributes. Yet, based on my research on the attributes of the best teams and best leaders, I am convinced that it is the emotional factor that contains the natural source of inspiration for powerful collaboration and achieving results. There is a reason that 2/3 of the named attributes for the best teams are more emotionally charged, and for the best leaders, it's even 90 emotional charged attributes. So the lesson is, if you can create the right circumstances to make use of this natural source in a sincere manner, results that were considered impossible before suddenly become realistic. Or, stated in a slightly more functional manner, when you truly invest in the emotional attributes, it will create a multiplier for the results. Now, you don't need to take my word for this. So therefore, I challenge you to do a short exercise with your own team to explore this paradox and create learning for your team and support your team in achieving the best team status. What if in your next team meeting, you would ask this question yourself to the team? You would ask the question, what is the best team you were ever a member of? And what are the 3 to 5 attributes that made that team the best? Then give your colleagues a couple of minutes to think about it and write down a couple of those attributes. And then invite everyone to share their thoughts with the others. Ask them to give a short description of the team that they had in mind, followed by the 3 to 5 attributes. While they share the attributes, write the rational attributes on the left-hand side of a flip chart and write the emotional attributes on the right-hand side of the flip charts. Now, once all you have written down all the attributes, discuss with your colleagues whether they can see any patterns. Be sure that you will get the same balance between 1/3 rational and 2/3 emotional attributes on your own flip chart. Discuss what this means and also how much attention is given to both the rational and the emotional sides of working within your own team. Furthermore, talk about what is needed to make your own team the best team that has ever existed. I'm curious what insights you as a team will discover and what agreements you will make based on this exercise. What are the activities that you need to start doing? What are the activities that you need to stop doing? And what is it that you need to continue doing? So what kind of connection do you all want to have and what needs to happen in order to get it? As to conclude the conversation, create a team contract or a work statement based on your discussion with your colleagues, on how you will deepen the connection within your team, both rational as well as emotional. And I would highly suggest every now and then to revisit this team contract as to celebrate with your team members what's already working, what needs to happen next, and what's the impact of working both on the rational as well as the emotional side. Finally, if you're looking for more inspiration on how to create best performing teams, I invite you to buy my latest management book, The Connection Quotient, with many more practical insights and tips on how a culture of understanding transforms teams and organizations. I wish you all the best and enjoy becoming a best performing team.
Thank you so much to Marco. Do remember this is the third episode in the three-part series. So do check out the other episodes, how to connect to yourself, how to connect to others, and this final one, how to connect to your team. Keep an eye on our social at Lid Publishing, where we'll be sharing more expert opinions and podcasts by authors such as Marco Bushman. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.